Welcome to the Korean Atlas and History. Each episode, we will take you on an exploration through some aspect of Korean culture, the landscape, the history, and more.
Today, on the Korean Atlas in History. Korean supernatural beings. Korean ghost maidens and ghost bachelors. Ghosts pervade every culture in the world, and Korea is no different. But the ghost maidens and ghost bachelors found in Korea can set it apart from other cultures. In Korea, when ordinary people say the word ghost, they usually mean chunyagglishin. A chunyagglishin is a female ghost who died without getting married or a maiden ghost. Other nicknames for chunyagglishin include malmyeong, seonmalmyeong, and seongakshi. The chunyagglishin usually has long black hair that covers 100% of her face. She wears white clothes and sometimes sheds bloody tears or is covered in blood. In modern times, people in the internet community may call ugly women ghosts as an insult, meaning that they have not had sexual experience. But in the past, this was not the case. The original Korean ghosts were well-groomed and indistinguishable from humans. In the past, the ghost's death as a virgin indicated that they died from an accident early in life and could not resolve their resentment. The classic novel, Jeonghwa Hongryeong-jeon, tells the story of two such ghosts. In the story, a man named Bae Muryong lived a decent life as governor in the Pyongan province with his wife, Jang. As they continued to get older, the two regretted not having children. One day, Jang had a dream in which a flower came down from the sky and turned into a fairy that came into her arms. The dream was a conception dream, and soon came a daughter named Jeonghwa, which means rose flower. 2 years later, they had another daughter named Hongryeon, which means red lotus. Both daughters were beautiful and talented, and their parents loved them very much. Unfortunately, though, Jang became ill and died when Hongryeong was only 5 years old. Governor Bae was left with no mother for his daughters and no male heir. So, he decided to take a new wife named Ha. Ha was both ugly and cruel. She hated the stepdaughters but hid her feelings until she birthed three boys, which made Governor Bae very happy and gave her a great deal of power. After she had this power, Ha began abusing Jeonghwa and Hongryeong, but the girls never spoke a word of it to their father. When Jeonghwa was old enough, she got engaged, and Governor Bae told Ha to help plan the wedding. Ha didn't want to spend any of what she called her son's fortune on Jeonghwa, so she came up with a dirty plan to stop the marriage. She sent her eldest son, Jang Sui, to get a dead rat. Ha skinned the rat and waited until nightfall when she placed it in bed with Jeonghwa, who was sleeping. Early the next morning, Ha brought Governor Bae to Jeonghwa's room and pulled back the sheets to reveal what appeared to be a bloody miscarriage. Ha accused Jeonghwa of being unchaste, and Governor Bae believed her. Jeonghwa, in her grief, ran out of the house to a nearby pond. Ha ordered her eldest son, Jang Sui, to follow her. He found her crying at the pond and pushed her in where she drowned. As she died, though, her spirit became a huge tiger who attacked Jang Sui and ripped off one of his arms and one of his legs. Ha had gotten what she wanted, the death of Jeonghwa, but it had come to her at a great cost, her eldest son's health. This made her even more angry, and she turned her anger on Hongryeong, abusing her more than ever. Unable to bear this abuse, as well as the loss of her older sister, Hongryeong followed Jeonghwa. Her body was found in the same pond where Jonghwa drowned. After the death of Hongryong, whenever a new mayor came to the village near the pond, he was found dead the day after his arrival. News soon spread that the village was cursed. The king heard of this cursed village and sent a brave young man named Jong Dongwu to become mayor and solve the mystery. On his first night in the village, he waited up late until his candle was suddenly blown out and gruesome noises filled the air. The door opened to reveal no one. Soon, though, two young female ghosts came into view. Jong Dongwu asked the girls who they were and why they killed the previous mayors. The two girls wept and explained that they just wanted everyone to know the truth. Jonghwa was not unchaste, and she was framed by her stepmother, Ha, and then murdered by her half-brother, Jong Sui. Jong Dongwu asked Jonghwa for evidence, and she told him to examine the body of the miscarried fetus. The next day, Jong Dongwu summoned the family of Jonghwa and examined the miscarried fetus that Ha insisted came from Jonghwa. Upon dissecting the fetus with a knife, he soon found that it was indeed a rat. Jong Dongwu sentenced Ha and Jong Sui to death. Governor Bei was allowed to live, as Jong Dongwu believed that he knew nothing of the crime. Governor Bei later married again. On the night of his third wedding, he dreamt of Jonghwa and Hongryong. The two girls told him that everything had been set right and that they wanted to come back to him. 9 months later, his new wife gave birth to twins, and the daughters were named Jonghwa and Hongryong. The family lived happily ever after. This story has been adapted to film multiple times. A film, all by the same title of Jonghwa Hongryong Jeon, was released in 1924, 1936, 1956, and 1972. In 1962, a film with a very similar title was released called De Jonghwa Hongryong Jeon. The story is also adapted into the 2003 film, A Tale of Two Sisters, and the 2009 film, The Uninvited. The idea of a maiden ghost spread to the belief that one such ghost could possess a woman and make them unwilling to marry. For this reason, people would put a male doll, with an emphasis on the genitals, inside the coffin of an unmarried female corpse. The idea was to allow the dead to take comfort in contact with a man, even after death. Some would even go as far as to bury the coffin upside down so the spirit could not resurrect and come out. Another method involved surrounding the coffin with thorns to keep the spirit inside. A similar kind of ghost to the Chunya Guixin is the Mong Dal Guixin, or bachelor ghost. A Mong Dal Guixin is a man who falls in love with a certain woman, but then dies without being able to marry her. He then becomes a vengeful spirit and commits evil deeds against others. There is a famous legend surrounding a Mong Dal Guixin and the Gisang Huang Jinyi. Huang Jinyi is a real woman who was one of the most famous Gisangs of the Joseon dynasty. A Gisang is a woman of the outcast or slave ranks of society who's trained as a courtesan in order to provide company to upper-class men. According to the legend, prior to her training, an upper-class man fell in love with Huang Jinyi when she was only 15, but he was unable to marry her because of her low status. Because of his inability to be with her, the man died of a broken heart. As the bearers took the coffin past her house, the coffin refused to move as if controlled by some force, a Mong Dal Guixin. Huang Jinyi ran out from her house, stripped the outer skirt from her hanbok, and used it to cover the coffin. Only then was the coffin able to move again. It was at this time that Huang Jinyi realized it would be impossible to live as a normal woman, and she began her training as a Gisang. The legends of maiden ghosts and bachelor ghosts led to the Yeonghon Gyeolhonsik, or Seoul Wedding Ceremony. The ceremony is meant to bring together those who cannot be married in life in the afterlife. The ceremony is usually directed by a shaman or a monk according to shamanic customs and according to the religions of the two deceased members. The ceremonies are usually divided into two cases. The first is a soul wedding between two dead people. Bereaved families will sometimes pay for a soul wedding to marry their lost loved one to another soul. The two souls could be from past members of close families, or they could be from bereaved families that do not know each other but are connected through a matchmaking service. The second case is when a living person marries a dead soul. This usually happens when two people were engaged, but one of them died in an accident before the wedding. The soul marriage is conducted to show that love is protected even after death. There is, however, a legend that if you carelessly marry a living and dead person in a soul wedding, the dead spirit will come to take the living to their death. One story about a soul wedding during the Joseon Dynasty goes like this. The only son of an aristocratic Joseon man passed away without being able to marry, and the father lost his will to live. One day, a monk passed by and, witnessing the father's grief, told him that if he buried his son in a certain place by the road and made it so it was not obvious that it was a grave, he would have a grandson in 3 years. The father did just that. 3 years later, the monk was accompanying a new governor to his appointment in the province. They stopped near the place where the son was buried. The governor's only daughter was riding inside a palanquin, and her palanquin was placed over the place where the son was buried. The ground cracked open, and the soul of the deceased son came into the palanquin and made love to the daughter. The daughter became pregnant. The governor investigated the incident and learned from the monk and the deceased son's father what had happened. In this way, the single father who followed the monk's advice was given a grandson. Soul weddings can be found in other cultures, from Thailand, Taiwan, China, Japan, and more. Soul weddings are also found in popular culture in Korea, such as the title song of Jo Sung-mo's second album, For Your Soul. The song Soul Ceremony by Lula, a popular 90s group, is also about a soul wedding. The horror movie Gidam, or Epitaph, finds the main actor, Jin-gu, marrying a dead woman. Soul weddings are also sometimes the feature of mystery programs on small cable channels. The popular 2019 Korean drama Hotel Del Luna also featured a soul wedding. A dead bride who died in an accident has finished the wedding preparations and is awaiting her groom. Her groom, who is also in the accident, is in a coma. The hotel manages to bring their spirits together. The groom wants to marry the bride and go to the underworld. The bride, though, doesn't want him to die, and she turns into a monstrosity to scare him away. He runs off as the bride makes a sad face and says, "Sometimes it takes greater love to let go." She cuts the thread of their relationship, and she goes to the underworld alone. There are many more instances of ghost maidens, ghost bachelors, and soul weddings in Korea and around the world. There's far more information than what is contained in this episode. Future episodes will contain more information about supernatural beings, so keep listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Korean Atlas in History. Most of today's information was taken from the Namu Wiki and Wikipedia. We hope you enjoyed this program, and we hope you check out our Facebook page. See you next time!